Good morning. This shiur is going to be aired on the 20th day of the Omer, and we're continuing our discussion about the lachas of a yarmulke. So the Rav Avad Yosef says that he does not accept Shlomo Kluger's argument that you need the rive should be covered, but he goes along the line something similar to Moshe, that the head has to be covered in a significant way, that it's visible in every which way that the head is covered. So he actually talks about the issue that the yarmulke has to be worn in such a way that it has to be visible from any direction. A person's approaching you from the front or from behind or from the sides. Suppose a person, let's say, has sort of tacks on his yarmulke to the back of his head. He has a lot of hair, and he pins it into his hair with a bobby pin. And it's just basically sitting, you know, towards the back of his head. So when he's approaching the front, we don't see a yarmulke, so that would not be proper. Rav Moshe says that Rav Avadya does agree with the Rav Moshe in the following thought. He says that b'shas tefillah, the roiva that has to be covered. And Rav Moshe says that that has to be covered. And Rav Moshe comes up with an interesting scenario. If a person was davening and his talus fell back and it pulled the yarmulke with him, and he did not realize. So he was davening bareheaded. So according to Moshe, that would be an act acting like the goyim. And now you're going to have a problem of that person davens in a way where he was over in Isser because Emlo Selechu, and that a tefillah which functions as an act of Aveira is considered a Toeva, and the person will not be able to daven, Rav Moshe says. So Rav Yosef does not agree with that psak. He says he would not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, right? But he does agree that B'shas Tefillah, the Reva that has to be covered in the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Moshe does not say you need a Reva B'shas Tefillah, he just said the head has to be, that there, over there the head covering is Bikur Adin. The Tzitz Eliezer assumes, according to Rav Moshe, that you would require that Reva the head would be covered B'shas Tefillah. So even a person who wears a smaller yarmulke, for Shas Tefillah, he could wear a hat, he could wear a cap, he could wear a talus over his head. Specifically for the according to Rav Moshe, anytime you begin, not just for Shemoneh Esrei, but anytime that you're going to say the Shem Hashem, a bracha as well, a person eating a bracha, a person would have a leniency to go without a yarmulke, but when he's making a bracha, he must cover his head. And Tzitz Eliezer assumes that would mean roiva that has to be covered, so it cannot be a smaller yarmulke. So we've discussed what exactly is the yarmulke, how big it has to be. When, in general, a person has to wear a yarmulke, b'shas tefillah, it's more chomer. What about when a person's sleeping? The Shabbos says that it's a midas chasidus that a person should have his head covered when he's sleeping as well. We discussed why a person covers their head, different arguments, whether it's mikra din in the Gemara, whether it's just a midas chasidus, whether there's a new isser added on later based on the way the goyim now act, and possibly other reasons as well. We discussed how a person should wear a yarmulke, like Rav Avadya Yosef says, that it should be visible from all directions. Who should wear a yarmulke? So obviously it applies to men. Mishnah Berurah says you want to apply it to children for kinnuch purposes to remind them of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence above them. Rav Avadya has interesting shuvah. He says it applies to women as well. So women normally go with their head covered, either with a wig or with a sheit, with a tichel, something of that sort. He says, what about single girls? He says, so the minhag is not to cover them, not to cover normally, but during tefillah, when he says tikkur adin, it should apply to girls as well. And that's what he paskin. He points out the minhag is not necessarily like that. Where does one have to cover their head? So persons outside, for sure, a person has to cover their head. The Shulchan Aruch, Moshe says, well, yeah, it'll be gidui roish. It sounds like a person standing still. And we assume it means inside. Lesson Dalai Lamas, it's only a midas chasidus to wear. I would assume if a person standing like that for a very, very long period of time, it would be more mikra din. In a base of merchats, or a person's going swimming, so a person does not need to wear a yarmulke. There are people which are makra, and they wear like a cap or something of that sort, but the mikra din is in the person can go bareheaded in those places. But it is appropriate to not walk around as a person goes swimming, so you're in the water, your yarmulke is off. A person comes out of the water, he walks to his seat. Maybe so some people are machmir to have their seat near the pool so they can, or the yam, so they can immediately cover their head. You're not machmir to do that. But to continue afterwards, walking around talking, schmoozing, etc., while your head is bare, that would be improper to do. One last point. Rambam says for purpose of pranasa, since you're wearing a yarmulke, it's not meeker than except for during the time of tefillah and bracha. So the tzar parnasa, a person cannot get a job, he can be makel. But he does point out that as soon as a person leaves the makam avodah, he leaves his place of work, he should have to put a yarmulke on. Even if that looks funny and people will laugh at him, so he walks into the parking lot, he should cover his head already. So the hat, and the hatter is not, you know, is so. He clearly says it's a shas atkak. So if a person cannot support his family otherwise, this is much more relevant in the 1950s, 1960s, where discrimination due to yarmulke wearing was significant. So if a person can be makel, nowadays it's hard to say that it's necessarily true, especially if the person can get a job. He just wants to advance. So if he needs advancement to be able to support his family is one thing. Just like we like to advance to be, quote unquote, more successful, the remorseless heter will not apply. And one final thought: wearing a toupee is an option. There might be a maris ayin issue in that situation, because it does look like your head, even if your head is covered, it does seem to appear that your head is not covered. So if a person has such a shayla, he should be asking a rav what to do halacha l'maaseh.